Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. USDA's Foreign Ag Service today says that Russia's ban on dairy imports from Ukraine means that country will dump significant quantities of dairy products on the world market. The total market loss for Ukraine will be about $353 million. Russia imported almost 50,000 metric tons of cheese from Ukraine in 2013, about 87% of all Ukraine's cheese exports. McDonald's today says that its global sales fell 2.5% in July, as the world's largest restaurant company felt the impact of food quality issues with a supplier in China. In the Asia-Pacific, Middle East, and Africa region, sales at existing locations slumped 7.3% last month. The Oak Brook, Illinois company recently cut ties with a Shanghai supplier that allegedly sold the chain expired meat. The company has recently warned that the China supplier issue has put its global sales forecast for 2014 at risk. In the U.S., sales declined 3.2% as the company continued to face lackluster customer traffic. The Climate Prediction Center yesterday scaled down its estimate for the chances of an El Niño occurring during autumn and early winter in the Northern Hemisphere to 65% from an earlier estimate of 80%. The consensus of forecasters expects El Niño to emerge during August to October and to peak at weak strength during the late fall and early winter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 16,318. It's down 3 points. The NASDAQ is trading 38.53, down 3.25. And the S&P 500 is 1906, and it is up 0.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's Midwestern forecast still looks to be mostly favorable with a good mix of weather occurring across the region, but there is still increasing concern or interest, at least, in the drying bias that's underway across portions of the region. Many areas in Indiana, northern Illinois, portions of Michigan, Wisconsin, and even Minnesota have all seen some drier bias conditions here recently. And with the firming of the soil taking place, there is an increase in crop moisture stress starting to show, and these areas are going to need some greater amounts of moisture in the not-so-distant future in order to protect the production potentials for soybeans in particular. The forecast is offering a chance for some periodic showers over the next week to 10 days. In fact, if you look at the most recent model data, you might wonder a little bit of whether or not temperatures will cool off very much in the second week of the outlook, but most other model runs have suggested that there will be a cooling trend, and that cooling bias will likely stimulate a little bit more rainfall across portions of the Midwest, including some of these drier biased areas. So we'll probably get by in this first week of the outlook with a little bit of erratic rainfall, some areas not getting very much moisture, and ongoing drier biased conditions prevailing in some locations, especially in the north. But in the second week of the outlook, when the cooler air starts to debut across the region, we'll probably see an increase in precipitation take place, and some of the dryness concerns will at least be put to rest for at least a little while. We do expect the second week of the two-week outlook to be cooler biased across the Midwest, and because of that, we'll conserve soil moisture, and those areas that are still running a little bit dry will not be critically dry, just simply because of the fact that the temperatures are low, and so will be the evaporation rates and the crop moisture demand. There will be need, though, for additional moisture to assure that these crops will finish out the growing season as well as possible. And so we'll continue close monitoring of the situation as warranted. As we go through this weekend, though, and early part of next week, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring across the southern parts of the Midwest primarily. Some of the northern areas will have an opportunity for a little bit of rain as well, but the amounts there probably won't be as impressive and will have need for greater amounts of moisture. That's the same area I just described a few minutes ago, suggesting that the northern parts of the region would not be seeing a lot of moisture. over the next 7 days. In some of those areas, Michigan, northern Indiana, northern Illinois, and portions of Wisconsin and Minnesota may end up with just amounts under a half inch during this period of time. And some of those areas are already lacking moisture to begin with. But the subsoil seems to still be favorably moist, and crops have deep enough root systems at this point that they will continue to tap into that moisture and continue to develop relatively well. The temperatures will be a little bit cooler biased as we go through the next 2 weeks, actually. The temperatures this weekend are expected to run mostly in the 70s and lower 80s across the Midwest, which is going to be about 5 to 10 degrees below what they should be at this time of the year in some locations. We'll expect a little bit of a warm-up to take place as we move into the early part of next week, but a reinforcing shot of cooler air will come along. In fact, there'll probably be a couple of them. And as we move through the second week of the two-week outlook, our temperature bias will continue to be a little bit below normal. The low temperatures at night will be running mostly 60s across a big part of the Midwest, but some lower 70s will be possible in the south, and a few upper 50s will occur across the north. In fact, we could see a few upper 40-degree temperatures near the Canada border. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. Busey is proud to reinvest in our communities, one project at a time, with financial guidance and support to volunteers and community leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 641, now 40 and a quarter, now 40 even, down 6 and a quarter. December 653 and a half, now a quarter, down 6 and a half. Soft September wheat, 556 and a half, down 5. December, 573 and a half, now 73 even, down 6. September corn, 356 and three quarters, down 2 and three quarters. December, 368, down 3 and a quarter. July, 396 and a quarter, down 3. August soybeans, 1271 and a half, up 21 and a half. September, 1106 and three quarters, up 7 and a half, and November is 1078 and a half, up a half. August soybean meal, 395.50, up 490. September, 366.80, up 270. August soybean oil, 35.59, down 3. September, down 5 at 35.65. August live cattle, 152.70, now 80, down 275. August feeders are 215.32 and a half, and their limit down at $3. August lean hogs are 114.72 and a half, and they are down 50. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Seems like the Russian ban on U.S. Exports of livestock is continuing to have some sway on the marketplace.
Yeah, it sure is pounding the livestock market, and we're just talking in here. I think, you know, we were at such high, lofty levels on the hogs and cattle and feeder cattle that I think it probably affects the livestock more because, you know, a lot of spec longs in there and plus just, you know, makes a lot more nervousness. The big news this morning is that Brazil has signed a major trade deal with Russia to replace some of the foodstuffs that got banned from, countries that had sanctions on Russia. I think that, probably is what most expected, that there would be others that kind of take up the others in the world that would take up some of the slack.
Note that the August NOV soybean spread is widened out to something close to $2. What's going on with that?
Well, I think, you know, tight supply, tight old crop supplies, of course, but I think this, the last couple of days here has had more to do with shorts getting caught in the August. We got less than we got about four trading sessions left to get out of the August, and if you're short there, it seems like the August is having some trouble handling the open interest. Still quite a bit open interest in the August. I don't know that it has a big effect on the cash market, but it sure probably keeps the bases fairly tight.
Meanwhile, most of the rain event that we've been talking about for like the last 82 months, it just seems that way, the last week or so, is now behind us. Market hasn't broken.
Yeah, and I think this system, it sounds like, still kind of has a chance to wrap back around and get some of the Indiana-Ohio area. But, Yeah, I think that the real focus is this report on Tuesday, and everybody's trying to get position. But this is really kind of the first rebound type week that we've kind of had since since May. So important from that aspect. But we've got 375 on December corn. That's just a real tough area to get through. We really need to get a close above that before we can call it any kind of a trend change.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. September corn is 356 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. December, 368, down 3 1/4. August soybeans are 1270 1/2, up 20 1/2. September, 1106 1/4, up 7. November's 1078 3/4, now 79 even, up 1. August soybean meal, $395.60, up $5. August soybean oil, $35.59, down 3 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.